You're listening to Rhema for Today.
So Satan will try to defeat you every possible way that he can. But you just simply need to know what the Word says. We can be, listen carefully and note it, we can be just as certain divine healing is God's will as we can be that saving the lost is His will.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I remember one time a man told me that he knew it wasn't God's will to heal a certain condition that he had in his body. Now he'd been healed of other things. Don't misunderstand me. And he believed in divine healing in a sense. See, and you've got folks all along the way here. You've got some over on this side that don't believe in divine healing at all. And then you keep on coming this way. Some will believe, well, of course, God will. He could if it's His will. And it might be His will to heal some, and some it's not His will. Just in His own sovereignty, He may see fit to undertake and do something about it, see. Then you come a little further, and there are those that believe in divine healing, all right, that God does heal. And again, it's about the same thing, if it's His will, and if He gives you faith. And if He don't give you faith, well, then you can't be healed, so forget it. And you just keep coming. You've got all in there, all kinds of thinking and ideas, until you get over here to where the Word of God is. Praise God. Where your thinking is based entirely on God's will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. That Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Therefore, healing is His will for all of us. Praise God. Now, this man said, now like I said, he believed and had been healed of other things. But he believed that this, I talked to him, this particular condition he had in his body, it was not God's will to heal him. Because one time when he was sick with this condition that was not terminal but incurable, he was sick with it. And just as he awoke one morning, he said to me, the whole room lit up. And there appeared somebody in the room, and never did see their face, in a white robe, and said, it's not my will to heal you, and disappeared. So he thought it was Jesus. It's not my will to heal you. So that man accepted that as a fact from God, that it was not God's will to heal him. Well, I asked the man this. I said, what if one of your unsaved loved ones would tell you God had revealed to him that it's not His will to save him? You would immediately point out to him the scriptures that proved that it is God's will, that God's not willing that any person should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Then you would explain to that loved one that that person, whatever it was that appeared to them that you supposed was Jesus, was really a messenger of Satan. It couldn't have been Jesus, because Jesus would not contradict what He did and what He said in the Word of God. You see, Himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Well, then for Jesus to appear to me and say, it's not my will to heal you, would contradict what He did. I got that man to see it and he got healed. Praise God. Are you listening to me? So Satan will try to defeat you every possible way that he can. But you just simply need to know what the Word says. We can be, listen carefully and note it, we can be just as certain divine healing is God's will as we can be that saving the lost is His will. Now, how do we know it? We know it by knowing the Word of God. God's Word is His will, isn't it? Certainly it is. Now, the same Bible which gives us John 3:16. We don't any of us doubt John 3:16, do we? Amen. The same Bible that said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The same Bible says right here in Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and by our sicknesses. I believe it. Hallelujah. The same Bible says in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 4th and 5th verses, surely, King James says, he's borne our griefs. The Hebrew word for griefs is sickness. And carried our sorrows. The Hebrew word translated sorrows here in the King James translation is the same word that's translated diseases all through the Old Testament. So the literal Hebrew translation, remember the Old Testament is originally written in Hebrew. Surely he has borne our sickness and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, oh hallelujah, we are healed. The same Bible that records John 3:16 says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. In Acts the 9th chapter in the 34th verse, and Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Now, a form of this Greek word translated whole here is translated in 1 Peter 2:24, ye were healed. Ye were healed. Hallelujah. Peter told Annas to rise, for Christ has made him whole. Now, Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. I said he never changes. If he made Annas whole, and thank God he did, he can and will make believers whole today. By whose stripes you were healed, or by whose stripes you were made whole. See? Hallelujah. So we don't have to put an if in it, do we? Because we know. Why do we put an if in? If we pray about something, why do we put an if in it? Because we don't know. Because we don't know. In teaching a prayer series, I make that mention, you see, that's a reason that many times people's prayers don't work, is they use the wrong method or formula for one particular prayer, or rules. You see, there's only one kind of prayer that Jesus ever prayed where he put an if in it. That was in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying the prayer of consecration, dedication. He said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. He didn't say out there at Lazarus' tomb, Lord, if it be your will, Father, let old Lazarus come out of there. No. He said ahead of time, Father, I thank thee, thou hearest me always. Lazarus, come forth. And here he came. Glory to God. Amen. See? Now, why? Well, he just knows, you know, he's willing to dedicate himself to going to the cross and all of that. But if it be possible. So we, in consecrating ourselves to God, we say, Lord, I'll go where you, if you want me to go to Africa, I'll go. Praise God. If you want me to stay home, I'll go. Because, see, we don't know. But now, if the Bible, we don't have to pray. If a fellow, you know, his house rent's due, his kids don't have anything to eat, he don't have to pray, Lord, if it's your will, you supply my needs. He knows it is God's will, because God said in his word, but my God shall supply all your need. He can pray and believe God for his needs to be supplied. Amen. Isn't that true? Sure. Anything else that the Bible promises him, anything else that the Bible says is his, you don't have to put an if in it. But now, like I said, people carry that old traditional idea over, though, that tagging on the end of every prayer, if it's your will, thinking they're being humble, don't know they're being stupid, and robbing themselves of the blessings of God. Can you say amen? Well, then let's look at some more roadblocks. What do you say while we're at it? These are the things that have hindered people. Turn to Isaiah, the 38th chapter, the 1st to the 5th verse, and let's talk about Hezekiah's poultice. Hezekiah's poultice has knocked more people out of healing, I guess, than any other poultice I know of. Now in Isaiah 38, 1 through 5, we read, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee before good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Now, before we get into the poultice part, let's notice this for just a moment. You see, here's where a lot of folks miss God. The casual reader of the Bible said, now see, there's the inconsistency in the Bible. Here is God told him he's going to die. Well, now if God said he's going to die, you know he's going to die. That's it. God said it. He don't go back on his word. And then he turns around and said he's not going to die. Contradicted himself. Well, no, you see, it was God's will all the time. See, go back to the Bible, the scripture we looked at, you know, there in Exodus yesterday, where God said, walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee, and the number of your days you'll fulfill. You see, it was God's will all the time that he fulfilled the number of his days.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, hon, they hear us at every program. We say we want to thank you for helping.
Yes.
Well, we're talking to those that have become a Rhema partner, a word partner with us, we call it.
Yes.
And what is a partner? It's just somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send. It helps us to continue to do this broadcast.
Yes.
And many other things that we do all over the world. So if you'd like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase more life-changing teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.